This coming full moon on Monday is no ordinary full moon in India. It's Rakhi Purnima, the day brothers and sisters affirm their ties to one another. Sisters tie a coloured string on their brothers' wrists like an amulet of protection. Brothers, in turn, promise to cherish and protect their sisters. Every year, the strings get glitzier and more garish, looking more like a cake on a string than a simple talisman of love. For some, Rakhi or Raksha Bandhan epitomizes the best of Indian culture, family values tied up with a string. For others, it's yet another example of sexism, along with sappy brother-sister songs from Bollywood films. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Anthropologists say there's more to Rakhi than meets the eye. In rural India, when women married out and went to faraway villages, Rakhi was an excuse to come home. And the piece of string they tied on their brother's wrist was a subtle way of reminding the men of their sister's place in their natal homes. There's no Mother's Day or Father's Day in India, but there is Rakhi, a sibling day. These days, Rakhi has been co-opted by politicians wanting to be everyone's brother and sister. Perhaps that's only natural. The chief minister in the state of Bengal is called Didi by everyone, which literally means big sister. In pre-COVID times, politicians would be tying big, flashy photo-op Rakhis on all and sundry. One state even tried to make all their women staff tie Rakhis on the male colleagues, a compulsory siblingification order that was hastily withdrawn. And sure, the political love fest over Rakhi has hardly translated into more progressive attitudes towards women. But there's no reason a tradition cannot be reinvented. And Rakhi has. In 1905, the British divided the state of Bengal on Hindu-Muslim lines, trying to nip the freedom movement in the bud. That happened to be the month of Rakhi, and poet Rabindranath Tagore used the festival to protest the decision as Hindus and Muslims tied Rakhis on each other and sang songs to affirm ties that bind. The story goes, when Alexander the Great invaded India, his wife Roxanne sent a Rakhi to the Indian king Porus. Porus spared Alexander's life in battle to honor the promise of that Rakhi. To me, it doesn't matter if it's a sister tying a Rakhi on a brother or vice versa. My sister has always tied a Rakhi on me. And truth be told, she's the one who's also always protected me. I don't overthink Rakhi. It's just a moment for me to celebrate siblings and sell Rakhi chocolates and gifts.
Cadbury Celebrations ka rich dry fruit collection. Is Rakhi, khushiyan le chalo.
Sugar overdose aside, this is a time of the year when we have siblings on our mind. But it's not always sweet and cuddly. A week before Rakhi this year, I heard of the death of Olivia de Havilland, famous for her role as the goody-two-shoes Melanie in Gone with the Wind.
It wouldn't be fitting for me to call and thank a kind woman who saved my husband's life. Ms. Wilkes, there ain't never been a lady in this town nice to me like you was.
It managed to be the happiest film experience of my whole life.
But more fascinating was her lifelong feud with her actress sister, Joan Fontaine. As Joan Fontaine told an interview, Olivia, 15 months her senior, resented having a younger sister.
Enough to be an intrusion and spoil her act.
Oh.
And I've been spoiling it ever since.
Olivia apparently enjoyed cutting up Joan's clothes and forcing her to sew them back together again. She also broke Joan's collarbone when Joan tried to pull her into the swimming pool. It didn't help when both were nominated for an Oscar in 1942. Olivia was the favorite, but Joan won. When Olivia won a few years later, she refused refused to acknowledge Joan, who held out her hand to congratulate her. Joan accused Olivia of not even inviting her to their mother's funeral.
Are you talking about my sister? And I'll just tell you that she is a lion and I am a tigress and they don't get along.
And Olivia dubbed Joan's memoir, No Bed of Roses, as no shred of truth. Joan said, I got married first, got an Academy Award first, had a child first. If I die, she'll be furious because, again, I'll have got there first. She died in 2013, and Olivia de Havilland did issue a statement saying she was shocked and saddened. Now Olivia is gone too. Perhaps if there is heaven, they are tying Rakhis on each other finally. Or maybe that's just string theory. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
I hope we meet again.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be fitting. Good night, Miss Wilkes.
Good night, Miss Morley.